Yes! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to do a bunch of different things for our at-home number 5 lesson. But before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. Let's get started. Find your pencil and write your name at the top of your paper. I'm going to write Mrs. Oldham because that's my name. You write your name. Write neatly. Practice your printing. Make those tall letters tall. Make those short letters short. Make those brave letters that go down into the basement brave. And then you can put your pencil down because we are going to color first. All right, ready? We're going to start with one of my favorite objects. I'm going to sound it out for you and then you tell me what it is. Ready? Book. Book. Yes, book. Book. Book, book, book. With an S at the end becomes book. More than one. Do you see the book on the table, on the coffee table? Let's color that book blue. I'm going to use my blue green because it has kind of more of a pointy sharpie. It's more sharp. Color that book blue. Oh, boys and girls, I'm not making it up. I love books. I have books. I want more books. I love to read. Love it. Okay, so we've got a blue book on the table. Put down your blue crayon. And then how many books are stacked up on the floor? Count them. 1, 2, 3. So 3 books on the floor and 1 more on the coffee table makes how many books in all? Yep, 4. 3 plus 1 is 4. All right, see the book on the bottom of the stack? Will you color that one green for me? The one on the bottom of the stack. That one, let's make it green. Gotta listen, gotta follow my directions. Okay, the book in the middle of the stack. Let's color that one orange. Any kind of orange crayon works for me. All right, book. Look at the book. Look and book rhyme. So does cook, but do not cook the book. But you can use a cookbook to cook. All right, and then let's make the top book pink. Make the top book pink in the stack. All right, so check it. The order should go pink on top. What color in the middle? Orange. And what color at the bottom? Green. And then what color is the book on the table? It's blue. And then what's 3 plus 1 again? 4. What's 1 plus 3? One book on the table. Yeah, they're related. That's a related fact. 1 and 3, or 1 plus 3 equals 4, and 3 plus 1 equals 4. And the fancy way to say answer when you add is sum. The sum of 3 plus 1 equals 4. Okay, the sum of 3 plus 1 is 4. Boys and girls, do you see something in our picture that begins with k, k, k? I see a couple of things. Yes, I see a couch and I see a curtain. Let's color that couch. It's a big couch. Let's color that couch blue. Find any blue. I'm going to use my regular blue. Let's color the whole couch blue. Now, it's big, but that doesn't mean get sloppy. Take your time, but don't be a turtle. We're working on the word couch. Couch or the word. We're working on the picture of the couch. Now, the word couch begins with the k sound. It begins with the letter C. K, k, k. Another letter that makes the k sound is what? K. Couch begins with the letter C, and so does curtain. We're going to do that next. So we're making our blue couch. We colored the books. Go around those flowers. They're cute. How many flowers do you see while you're coloring? Yes, 3. Me too. I see 3 flowers. I see 3 books on the floor. Okay, I'm almost done with my couch. I'm not going to color the wooden legs of the couch blue. I'm just going to really quick grab my brown crayon and make those brown, like furniture. You know what I mean? Do you get what I'm saying? So I'm doing that really quick. And then I'm going to give you 3 more seconds to finish up your couch. 3, 2, 1. Put down all your crayons. Now let's look at the curtain. Yes, we've got a curtain. I would like you to find your red crayon. It can be any kind of red. And we are going to draw 4 stripes going across the curtain. 4 stripes with your red crayon. Go. 1. I'm at the top. 2, 3, 4. And then go down below the curtain, the bottom part of the curtain, and draw 4 more stripes with your red crayon. 1, 2, 3, 4. All right, now put down your red crayon. We're going to make it match the couch. So we're going to have blue all around and in between our stripes. Color the rest of the curtain in between your stripes blue. Blue curtain also starts with the letter C. Couch, curtain. Can you think of another word that begins with the letter C or has the K sound? Camp. Cut, cat, dog. Oh, no. Oh, Sam, you're listening. You're right. Dog. I said cat and then I said dog. Mm-hmm. Dog does not begin with the beginning sound of k. What does dog begin with? You're right. D, d, the letter D. Okay, put down your blue crayon in 3, 2, 1, find your brown crayon and let's color the outside of the window brown. The outside of the window brown. Boys and girls, what's the beginning sound in window? Window. Yes, W. Window. Window begins with W. It actually ends with W too. It does. Now do the inside of the window, the T part, the part that's crossing. That inside part of your window. Do that if you haven't yet. Brown window. And now while we've got our brown crayon in our hand, go ahead and do the curtain rod at the top. The curtain's holding onto it. Rod. Let's sound out rod. R-A-D. Rod. How many sounds are in rod? R-A-D. Yep, 3. 3 sounds in rod. Okay, put down your brown crayon in 3, 2, 1. Done. Do you see the picture behind the couch? Let's make that sun yellow. And then I know this is going to sound weird. I want you to make one of the hills that the sun's peeking out behind. I want you to make one of those hills purple for Purple Mountain's majesty above the fruited plain. Okay, so one is purple and then we'll make the other one green. So one hill is purple and one hill will be green. I just think that looks lovely. That's what I think. Mm-hmm. Yep. You might call me weird, but that's okay. I'll survive. All right, put down your green crayon. Let's color the flowers. How many flowers were there in that vase? 1, 2, 3. Wait! Okay, color the middle flower, the flower in the middle, red. I'm going to use my red violet just for something different. Color that flower in the middle, red. Okay, do you see the flower closest to the girl? Closest to the girl. Color that one purple. Closest to the girl. It's on the left, to be specific. Okay, and then the flower closest to the blue book on the table. Color that flower pink. Color that flower pink. And then don't forget to color the stems green. Got it? Color the stems green. 1, 2, 3 stems, 3 flowers. How much is that in all? 3 flowers, 3 stems. I hope you said it. I'm going to count my flowers. 1, 2, 3. And now my stems, 4, 5, 6. 3 plus 3 makes 6. Let's color the vase orange. Color the vase orange. Lots of colors in our picture. Vase. What letter sound does vase begin with? V. Yes, the letter is V. Vase. If we took away the V in vase and changed it to, we would have lace. We could wrap pretty lace around the vase.
We could wrap pretty lace around the vase.
All right, what about this one? Ready? Oh, ah, mmp. Oh, ah, mmp. Lamp.
Let's color the bottom part of the lamp, the base of the lamp.
It's a standing lamp, so it's really tall. I think that's what it's called. Let's color the base of that gray. And if you don't have a gray crayon, you may use your pencil. I'm going to use my black crayon and just color really, really neat, lightly, really lightly, and neatly, by the way. Really lightly. Color lightly, like you have some cotton candy to eat. Light as a feather. Lamp. If we took away the p p at the end of lamp and changed it to, what could we change it to? Never mind. I don't know what I'm talking about. For some reason, I was going to change it to a d, and I thought it was going to be land. But boys and girls, I just made a big mistake. That's not going to work, honestly. It's just not. So let's take away the ol and lamp and change it to d. Damp. Everything here is damp because it has been raining for days. All right, let's color the lamp shade red. Any kind of red works for me. Color the lamp shade red. A red lamp shade. I don't know what I was thinking. This don't even look. Sometimes, boys and girls, I've lost my ever-loving mind. It's just normal. My kids at school already understand that. And normally we like to put a tally mark for all the mistakes I make. So that would have been number one. So forgive me. And let's look for something else and just move on. That would help me a lot because I'm a little bit embarrassed. All right, ready? Girl. Girl. Yes, girl. You see the girl? Let's color the butterfly on her shirt purple. Let's color the butterfly on her shirt purple. I like it. Butterfly. Spring might be coming. Okay. And then let's color the rest of her shirt. The rest of her shirt green. I like purple and green together. Color the rest of her shirt green. Girl. What if we take away? I'm going to do this for right correctly. I am. It's going to be correct. So don't get nervous for me. Take away the g in girl and change it to a w. Whirl. Wow. That was a whirlwind, I tell ya. I don't know what I was doing. Okay, put down your green crayon. Find that purple crayon again. And let's color and count at the same time the polka dots on her pants. Ready, go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 polka dots on her pants that we can see. And then color the rest of her pants blue. She's just going to be all sorts of colorful. Color the rest of her pants. Go in and around those polka dots and make them blue. She matches the couch. And the blue book. And the blue curtain. It works perfectly. Okay. Take 2 more seconds. 1, find your pencil. We're going to do some work at the bottom of our page. Look at the first picture. It's a picture of a window. What letter sound does window begin with? Yes, W. Write the letter W. You can do uppercase or lowercase. It's fine. Scoot over. We have a flower. What's the beginning sound in flower? Yes, the letter F. Uppercase or lowercase is fine with me. Scoot over. Those are curtains. Curtains. But wait, I said but I shouldn't have. If we were making tally marks, we'd put another one. I want the ending sound for curtain, boys and girls, not the beginning. So if you wrote the beginning, erase it. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. We want the ending sound. Curtain. Yes, the letter N. Oh my. 2 mistakes on this listen and learn. Don't tell anyone. Don't tell on me. Shh. Scoot over. What's the ending sound in girl? Girl. Yes, L. All right, move on. I see a sentence with words and circles under the words. Will you please touch the circles under the words?
while I read it, the sentence to you? I see a question mark, so I gotta use my question voice. Ready? You point, I'll read. Will you read the book? Let's do that again. Point, I'll read. Will you read the book? Now you read it with me with your question voice. Clear your throat. Get ready, begin. Will you read the book? Will you? Yes, every time. Yes, I will. Yes. All right, I want you to circle or color in the circle under the word read. Fill in the circle with your pencil under the word read. Do you see it? It begins with R. Can you spell the word for me? R-E-A-D. Read. Can you find the word book? Book. Book, book. Yep, it starts with the letter B. Spell it for me because you can read it right there on your page. B-O-O-K. Now count the words in your sentence. You can count the circles to find out how many words are in the sentence. One, two, three, four, five. Five words in the sentence. What's the second word in our sentence? You. Fill in that bubble. Y-O-U. So check it. You should have the circle under you filled in, Y-O-U, the circle under read filled in, R-E-A-D, and the circle under book filled in, B-O-O-K. All right, scoot down to the ladybugs. We are going to count on from any number. We're starting with the first ladybug. How many spots does it have? One, two, three, four, five. So we're going to count on from five. Scoot over to the next ladybug. How many spots should we draw? What comes after five? Six. Draw six spots. Go for it. One. Make them nice and round and color them in. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Scoot over. What comes after six? Seven. Make seven spots. One. Two. Three. Four. Nice and round. Five, six, seven. Scoot over. This ladybug is done for us. Let's count the spots and see if there's how many there's gonna be. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. So we started five, six, seven, eight. How many do we need to draw next? Nine. Go for it. One, two, three, four. Five, six, seven, eight, nine. Nine spots on my ladybug. I know what comes next. How many do we need? 10. Will you draw five on the first wing? One, two, three, four, five. And how many do we need on the other wing to make 10? Five and five more. Make five on the other wing. One, two, three, four, five. Five and five make 10. So if we go back to the very first ladybug, let's count them. Five spots. Scoot over. Six. Keep going. Seven, eight, nine, 10. We did it. We did it. That's because you rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll, even if I did make a couple of mistakes. Okay, see you next time. Thanks for hanging out with me. Bye.